Today's daf is daf mem dalet. That's being from the Mishnah halacha vav. Hagozel sadev unatalehu masikin. Let's say someone steals a field. Now we describe what stealing a field could be before, either moving the borders or it could literally be kicking the people out. However, natluha masikin. And then what happens is the bigger thugs, if you like, come and take it from him. Okay. So imakat medina he, if it's not just that field that they took, or they seized, I should say, rather it was many fields in the area, any more than the original Ganav or the original Gazlan can say, Harishacha lefanecha. Well, there it is, it's yours. However, in Machmata Gazlan, if it was because of the Gazlan, meaning they specifically zeroed on this field because it was in the hand of the Gazlan, then Chayvela Midlo Sada, then he has to pay the original person back. Exactly what the parameters of that we'll discuss and why there is a difference, we'll discuss when we get to the Gemara. Shatvan Nahar, also if he steals, again, he tried to steal this field and Shatvan Nahar, and there was a flash flood, the river spilled the banks of it. Omer, once again, the Gazan can say, well, here's your field, Hareshecha lefanecha. This needs work. Next part of the Mishnah, which is a different Mishnah in the Mishnah, so we have, HaGozel et HaChevero, Ohilva Mimeno, or Hifkid lo biyishuv, lo yechzir lo bamidbar. So if someone either stole from someone or he borrowed from him or something was entrusted with him in the Yishuv, meaning the city, you cannot return to him back in the Midbar, in that further away place, which is a area which is not, it's harder to look after, let's put it that way. You borrowed it or took it from such and such a location, that's where you should return it and not in a worse place. However, if it was done, almanat, let's say, Midbar, if the person says, look, you can take it, but I'm going to the Midbar, then you can, yachzir lo Midbar. Obviously, it was an arrangement that they agreed together. Okay, let's on the Gemara now. Gozel sedam mechaber. Amar Rav Yochanan, v'alo amru ein karka nigzelet. At the end of the day, when you say someone steals land, you can't ever steal land. It's not like a particular object. You can take it and have shin or reshut and things like that. It's still really what's always considered in the reshut of the Baal. Okay, so that being the case, even if these we differentiate in the Mishnah between. Okay, what was the case? The case of the Mishnah was the Gazlan stole and the Misikim come and take it from him. We differentiated whether the Misikim took it from the Gazlan, whether it was targeted or a broad attack, let's call it that. And we said if it's a targeted one, then the Gazlan's responsible to replace it. So what the Gemara is pointing out now is that if Karkar's in an exilet, it shouldn't make a difference. It's always considered as if it was really stolen from the original owner. I mean, the Misikim took it from the owner, and the Gazlan, even though he had to squat on it for a particular time, doesn't make, like, he's no, it was never, if like, in his possession, for which he can be responsible to pay back the original owner. That's what I'm trying to say. So the Gemara says, V'lama ru chayv la midlo sadeh. So then why in the case, when it was a targeted attack from the Misikim that came particularly to this field because the Gazlan was on it, that he has to pay the owner? Well then, if there's Mikar Adin is not chayv, it must be, the kanas kansu, it's a kanas. A fine that's simply paid. So in other words, an extra legal thing, the Chachamim say, in this situation, you're a Gazan, you stole the field, and then it was taken because of you, we're going to now mechayv you to pay. Let's continue. Now, this is an interesting case. Natlu mesikim min haGazan machmata nigzal mahu. The term is different. Reuben had a field, Shimon stole it from him, and then the mesikim took it from Shimon. However, they took it because they knew it was Reuven's field. What do we say now? So the Gemara now says, "Do yachil meimar le mikoma kom havli didi uman de bayeti v'yasiv mimeni." So in other words, do we say that? Well, they watered your field, they took your field, so the Gazlan's out of the picture, or do we say that no? Had I had control of the field, then I would have been able to deal with these guys misikim directly. You were, if you like, misrepresenting this the field itself, if you like. So therefore, give me my field back and let me deal with them. You know, that's kind of the debate, what we say. Now, to explain this, the Gemara now says, relates to, if you like, a different debate. And that's, we saw this debate in Masech the Ketubot. And it was, what I should say, what's behind the debate was on Ketubot, not exactly this wording. And that relates to this folder. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar, Ein Adam Nitpas al Chavero, V'chayv liten lo ela ba'arnon v'gulgolet. What that means is let's say Shimon's property was taken because of Reuven's debt. We're not talking about like it was sold by Reuven to Shimon. Okay? We say it was nitpas al chavero. Then Reuven's not obligated, if you like, to pay Shimon back. Right? Except under the circumstance of Arnon and Gulgolet, which is standard taxes, like dinner de machulta taxes. Because in that situation, we say that, if you like, the way Reb Chaim explained it there, it's like almost b'din melech that everyone's arid in zebazeh. Meaning it's almost like the law that if I can't collect from, if I can't locate such an individual, I can take double from you and that person, and you can collect it from that person. That sort of thing, that like, let's put it that way, the system's in place. However, if it's, we're not talking about that type of situation where someone goes and just takes someone's property because somebody else, like it wasn't like a non and gulgulet, then we can't say, then we don't say that the Shimon, if you like, can get compensation back from Reuven. That's the first opinion. Rav, however, is different. Rav is of the opinion, Yachol Meimar lay at Shari Avitech Mini. So I'll just explain what this means, the position of Rav outside. Back in Ketubot, Rav's position was, he says, look, there's a difference. If I'm Poreachov Shel Chaveiro voluntarily, Reuven's got a debt, Shimon voluntarily, without being invited to do so, pays it off, then okay, it's true. Shimon can't go to Reuven now and say, give me mama, give me, pay me back. Now, in this situation, it wasn't a voluntary thing, it was seized from him. So therefore, he can say, well, give me back what which I paid. Okay? So it's a machloket whether what's called nitpas al yedei chaveiro. Okay? That's the, if you like, the debate. Now, how does it relate to our situation? Our case, our question, if you like. Now, but by the way, some of Farshim explained this is like an isolated, not even connected to the part before, but both Mara Fuld and Panei Moshe, I think, a bit, for me, a bit easier to understand in this piece, the how it relates back. So if you go back to Rav Shua ben Levi says, Ein anam besal chaver, except for anon of gulgulet. So I'll show you here in the, it is in the middle of the Dibur HaMachul Mahu in Panei Moshe. It says, Hacha nami da gazla nitpas bishvil la So what happens is that the nigzal was nitpas because of the, sorry, the gazan was nitpas because of the nigzal. So in other words, the mesik came and took this land from our Levi, sorry, from Shimon because of our Reuven. But under normal circumstances, as we said, if it was just like another situation, Shimon can't go to back to Reuven and say, give me my money back. Okay? He can't. So imken, if that's the case, then Tzaricha Gaza, the Gaza now will then have to return the land back. Okay? Just to explain, the Gaza now is Chayv Leshalem because he cannot be, if you like, compensated for the fact that the land was taken away. So therefore, he's Chayv to pay it back to Reuven, the land that he stole. Okay? That's that type of situation. Because it's if you, which is a bit like we were saying before, that what the Gemara is saying. He can say, the person can say, well, give it back to me, and I could have dealt with it differently. However, the other pshat, meaning Rav's pshat, this is if I understood the flow properly, he says normally, well, yachila meimar. He can say, meaning the person in between says, I'll pay you back, now pay me back. Okay? So there's, which is nitpas adam l'chaveiro. Okay, if I've got the language right. So in that situation, because if you like, he can, if you like, say, pay me back, but he really stole it, everything evens itself out, if you like, and therefore he's not chayiv. In other words, it's considered like, just to make it clear, it's considered like the masik took it, if you like, directly from the nigzal. That's, the whole mechanism of pay me back, not pay me back, and things like that is whether it's considered taking straight from him or the middleman in between got taken and literal. Okay, that's I think that's a hopefully clear way to say it. Okay, so in other words, it seems to be a dispute regarding in this situation if the masik takes it from the gazlan because of the nigzal, he identified it in the nigzal's land. Do we still say that the gazlan has to, if you like, pay the nigzal back, and that seems to be the subject of the subject of dispute, and the Gemara seems to link it to this im adam nitpas al-yedei chaveiro. Okay, fine. Yes. Okay, fine. Let's continue. This is the next mission. Halacha Zayin. Ha'omer l'chaveiro gezalticha ve'elvitani ifgadeta etzli. So someone says, "Look, I've got some of your property that I stole it from you, or you I borrowed it from you, or you entrusted me." Ve'ein yodei, I don't know im yechzarti l'cha. I don't really know if I returned it to you. In that situation, we say, Chayv Lashem, he has to pay back. Look, if he says, look, any your dad, I don't really know if I stole from you, if I borrowed from you, if you trusted me with something, I don't know what if it even happened. The Gemara is going to elaborate a bit more detail now. Because the first case where he says, look, I think I stole from sorry, I stole from him, but I don't know if I returned it, or I borrowed from him, but I don't know if I returned it. That's Ababi Deitz Shemaim. The Gemara is not saying he's not chayv to pay me Iker Adin. Why? Because there's no claim made. No one's come to him saying, you owe me, you stole from me. This is a person volunteering the information of his own. He says, look, I know I took a possession from you, but I don't know whether I returned it. Either it was entrusted or was stolen, whatever it was. I have something of you. I know I had something. I'm not sure if I returned it. That's why it's saying, the Gemara is saying you should return it. That's what it said in Shemaim, just to make sure his accounting in Shemaim is all clear. That's what it's saying. Now, the next part, we're going to do the girsa change here of the Marfulda. He says, what if the claim is different? Gizaltani, hilitichai, fgadati etzlecha. What if the person says, you stole from me, I know it. So the claim is put forward. Hilviticha. I lent you with gadati etzlecha. I entrusted you with something. The halo man, the person says, look, eini yodea, I simply do not know. Now, in this situation, we have a debate. So back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah savar chayv lamid lo min hadin, meaning he has to, if you like, pay. You've got this actual absolute claim. However, Rabbi Yossi savar meimar odhi, this is also another thing of latzeit midei shemai. Okay, that is, if you like, a debate there. In other words, whether the Vadai claim the person saying, look, any odeya, whether that's let's say shemaim or this mikra has to pay. What happens? I mean, I took some money from my purse, if you like, my money, source of funds, and I gave you the money, and the person says, look, I don't know if you did. Now, it's kind of a debate that, well, sorry, the Marfulden in a moment, but he says, Rav Huna Amar Omrim Lo At late yada hahen yada, meaning he knows you don't know. In other words, the person who made the claim is believed, and the fact that you don't know, maybe you weren't aware of it. In other words, under the circumstance. So it's actually interesting in terms of what the case is. We're talking about, according to the Marfulda, we're talking about a loan that was given out, whereas the Marfulda is saying we're talking about the payment of a loan. So it's said to me, kiss is which way is the money going? Okay, in any event, it's a person who seemed to be dealing with the money, handing out the money that knew what he was doing, and who would certainly remember whether the recipient might be, we can say, ata in yoda. Okay, fine. So then he'd be paid to pay. Or not paid to pay. I'll just show you here. It says, im shilam, I'll just show you the mafulda. He says, v'hu omer in yoda, im shilamti li, he says in the context of paying off a loan. We said the mal there ata eni yoda. You don't know, but hayada, but the other person does know. Vafilat meaning that let's consider the debt is paid off, and the person doesn't have to do anything, even it's a b'dei shemayim. In other words, he certainly did pay it off. Okay, this is now the next mishnah chet halacha chet hagonev. If someone steals tle min ha'eder from a flock, v'chziru and he returned it, met or nignav chay b'achriyot. Meaning, and that animal died or it was stolen, meaning the originally stolen animal, his chayiv has to pay it back. If the owner didn't know exactly what are the conditions of the first case, the debate in the Gemara. But if the owner didn't know it was stolen or it was returned, however, the owner, manu et hatzon, counted the tzon, the flock, the hishleman, everything's to be in order, from that situation, it's considered if it's completely returned, let's put it that way. And if anything happened past that point, panu b'shaleh. Okay, what exactly is the circumstance of the first and second case? Because there's still some details that need ironing out. And that's what the Gemara does. Hakonev tle min ha'eder. Am Rav Yochanan, im yadua balim begneva, if the balim knew about the theft, according to Rav Yochanan, tzrich liyada chazira. They have to know that it was returned. Lo yadu begneva, if they didn't know of the theft, then they don't need to know it was returned at all. So in other words, if in the reisha, ha'ganav tle min ha'eder v'chziru met or nignav chayv b'achriyot, he's talking about what case? Talking about the first case, im yadua balim, and they didn't know it was returned. Okay? That would be in other words, they knew about it. That's how Rabbi Yochanan would explain it. And the sefer differently. However, Rabbi Reish Lakish says, no. Afal pi shelo yadu begneva, tzarichin leida b'chazira. In other words, under all circumstances, whether the owner knew it was stolen or not stolen, he would have to know it's been returned. I think some of the rationale was in the past is once the animal being taken out, it might need to be taken care of differently. I think that's what we explained in the above, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so in a that's exact. So the reisha, in other words, it doesn't matter what circumstances, whether the owner knew about it or not. But they end up counting it, that's enough to be considered a yediyah. That's what it sounds like. That's how Rish Lakish explained the Mishnah. Okay, now Amar Rav Elazar, in Hava Kagon Hahin Barcha, Ein Srichim Leida Bechazira. Meaning, if it was the type of animal which is the barcha here is the Ez Min Karla Balim. It's like a lead goat, if you like. It's distinguishable, it's larger. And it sticks out, let's put it from the flock, then the donors don't need to know in Srichim Bechazira because, again, you don't need to tell them it was returned because the type of thing they'll notice immediately. Okay? Now, this lead goat we'll discuss in a moment. So, Malkun Barcha, what's this Barcha? So, the Gemara now brings, now, Ita Amri is not explanation of Barcha, just to explain carefully. It's bringing a Barcha where this Tayish, with this large goat, if you like, is brought in the context of it. Okay? And that Itta Amri is talking about the case of a kinyan. If someone wants to buy a whole flock, how do they do a kinyan on the entire flock? And they do it al yedeya mashchuchit. That's what the Gemara says. So what's a mashchuchit? That's what the discussion is. Either it's the chutra, the staff, meaning he has a kinyan on the staff, and through that he's able to corner the entire flock, the shepherd staff, if you like. Itta pandora. Pandora is a type of musical instrument. It sounds like a bell, it sounds like, according to the Barfolda. Of which it would sort of effectively also move the entire flock. So these are two instruments of which the shepherd can control an entire flock. And the finally, in the army, this Taisha Rabba, this big, if you like, goat that is able to, again, through a lead goat that moves the entire flock. So again, in the concept of the kinyanim, it's something through which the shepherd has full control of the entire flock. That's what the mashchuchid is. It's limshoch, I can pull it along. And you see there that this Baruch HaShem is this Taisha Rabba that's referred to in the other context. So that Taisha Rabba, that is what we're talking about here. If that was stolen and returned, even if you didn't tell the owner it was returned, he'll immediately say, oh, my Taisha Rabba is back. Right? Fine. Now, halacha tet. Ein lochi meroim tsemer.
It's interesting because you said the Taisha Rabba, that I think the Mishnah is say in some place that the sheep, they go, a flock of sheep, they go behind one who is a different color sheep. So if there is 1,000 white sheep and there is one who is off-white or brown,
Right.
then they all go after the brown one. So the Taisha Rabba can also be or the bigger one or the most voluminous one or the or maybe a
You're saying it could
you know
even
the
be
leader of the
distinct, it could
pack.
even be different. Okay.
The leader of the pack. And
Yeah, but it's clearly a
Pandora
leading one, for example. Yeah, but the Taish Rabbi means a Taish Gadol, but yes. It says,
Pandora.
it's clearly the leading one. That's what the
Yeah,
Mahfuda says.
and
But yes, yeah, so you're
Pandora
saying.
is maybe from here comes the expression Pandora's box, because if you buy a flock of 1,000 sheep, you don't know if there's any sick or whatever sheep. So it's like opening a Pandora box.
You don't know what you're getting. Interesting, the Pandora, but here the Pandora is not the box. There is a bell. That's what that's
Yeah,
that,
okay, you
that's
say
what.
that, but yeah.
Yeah,
Okay,
you know
good.
what you're getting. You're getting a whole what's it called? A mixed bag.
Exactly.
Okay, you're fair. Okay. They all stand something. I'm unfortunately missing Pandora is more of an instrument, but okay, it doesn't matter. Let's go. Halachatet. Ein lochi menorah and semi shouldn't buy from shepherds wool, milk, or young kids. Why? Well, quite clearly, it's because they're scared he is skimming from that from the flock of which he is in care of. Below Mishnah repair, also people in charge of looking after, like watching over an orchard, you don't buy off him fruit or wood because you think he may have skimmed it and brought it and taken home. Same thing. What's it called? It's like taking office supplies home with you and selling it on or something like that. Aval you can buy clay pishtan begalil min hanashim vagalim besharon. Why? Because this seems to be so the agalim. From the just when it, so, sorry, step by step, when it comes to clay pishtan for nashim, because that was their handiwork. If you remember, there's certain jobs that women are allowed to do. We're not concerned they maybe stole it from their husband and sold it. No, that's exactly what their profession was, it sounds like. And agalim b'sharon, if you have a look here, the Marafulda says agalim mean from haro'im b'sharon. In other words, since it seemed to be sold in a very public fashion, it's usually thieves don't. That's not the setting in which they would sell things. Okay, but all these situations, someone says, here it is, but just keep it under your coat till you get home. You don't buy off them. But lochim beitz matanakom makom, you can buy eggs and chickens in all places in the chashash of some sort of gneva. Okay, what to do in the Gemara? Gemara says, Ein lochim aroin, min haroin, says, Tani, ein mekablim pikdonot, lo minashim velo be'avadim velo miktanim. And this relates to the sugya we saw not so long ago. And that is, you're not meant to take a security or a deposit from a women servants or young children. Again, we consider it's not theirs. How if he did? Yachsila, you should return it to her. Met, if she dies, you give it back to the husband. Now, my Ozvahadar, which is not the same one as the art scroll has in the thing, actually here includes all the section that we learned in previously. So finished it off till the Mishnah. I'm going to read it inside. We'll do it pretty, if you like, quickly. But it's funny, from a different Ktaviyat on the Shi'ar Nusach, it has another one, is Gerash, where it was like, here, insert here the rest of the sugya. So that's why we're doing it now. So kibel mena eved, if you receive from a servant, yachsi la eved, you should know the servant and return it to him. Av mena eved, you give it back to the rabbi. Kibel mena katan, if you receive a deposit from a katan, you give it to the katan. Ve'oseh lo mina bam skuli, you put it in some sort of trust for him. It was explained. We said purchase something that will ensure that the principal is preserved. Met yachzir l'av, if a child dies, you should return to the father. But kolom she'amru b'shat motan, if anyone says at the time they're dying, yinatnu, give this item to Ploni, shehen shelo, because it belongs to him, yaseh perush l'upushoy, should do exactly what he instructed. As you had the case, if you remember, we did this when we explained it, I think, four daf ago. Rav Zvid says, b'shem Rav Ba bar Mamal u'bilvad be'enim, provided that, if you like, the admission was done in front of witnesses. Kada like this woman, the wife, sorry, of the Rav Ba Bar Chana, min damcha, when she died, amra in kiddusha, this note, these nezamim, these rings belong to my daughter Debarti. Vu amar late hu ella didi. He says no, he disagreed. That's actually mine. At abdu kameda Rav, the insa kevrada amar ein adam matzul. We say if someone's on their deathbed, that's not usually the time they generally lie, and therefore it was given to the daughter. Okay, back to the Mishnah now. This is halacha yud. Muchina koves. Motzin, meaning a launderer, all the fluff and different bits of fabric that comes off during laundering, we say, like the fluffy stuff, if you like, we say that is hare and shelo. Usually the owners don't really want that back. It's like, the stuff in the dryer that you have to clean out. The owner doesn't really care about that. The launderer can keep it. Also, shasarek motzi, also, if we're talking about combing this, the fibers and stuff like that, the sorek, the coma, says, that which he takes out, also the balabait doesn't really care about, he can keep it. Hare and shela balabait. Hakoves notel shalosh chutin vehen shelo yoter shel balabait. So it seemed to me that weavers, what they would do, they put an extra three strings in the end, and the intention of what of that was actually for them to be removed. I think what that means is it was therefore give it more slack at the end, and then the koves would use that to stretch the fabric and be able to move it around to the desired fit, if you like, or shape. Now, what that, but since it was meant to be removed. Now, these three strings, if it's three, the owner doesn't really care about it. If it's more than that, now you've got a significant amount, the owner might want it back. Okay, we're talking about all these things that, if you like, a worker is doing work with the materials of somebody else. Does he have to return all the little waste products, or can the owner doesn't really care? That's the limits we're discussing. And that's why it makes more, if you continue, it says, one second. One second. It says, al gabei lavan. Okay? If it was black strings that was in the weaver put in, then he can keep it all. Okay? Because the person doesn't want the black strings on a white garment. Okay. Muchin shakoves. So Abba Hoshaya Ish Tariya Haya Kot Katsar. He was a launderer. He made himself some clothing, but from one type of wool. Why did he do that? Because he wanted to be, he wanted to be straight in the eyes of people. Because if it was a whole mixed fiber thing, then people start saying, oh, I like your new suit. Clearly, you took that bit from that person, the bit from that person, the bit from that person. So you want to be yashar in his profession and make clear that, look, what I'm wearing has nothing to do with stealing from people. That's why I said it was a pure wool suit or something like that. You know what I mean? With a one fiber. Okay, let's continue. Hachayit mishayer minachut kedelit. Yeah, hachayit mishayer minachut kedelit forbo. If the chayat, the tailor, if he there's some thread that's left over that's enough to sew with, we'll have to explain what that is, shears, in a moment, or matlit, or a patch, so he's been cutting the fabric to parts that was supplied with, and it was shalosh al shalosh, and it was 3 by 3, that's also significant and useful, then he has to return it to owners, chayim nachzir. Masheh charash motzi. So what a carpenter might remove with like a plane, more like a sanding type of thing, so it's like sawdust, then he can keep it. The chashil, if you're using a hatchet, so big chunks of wood, then we say in that situation it goes to the balabait. Again, these are the limits of what a balabait makbid or not be makbid on. If, however, he's working in the house of the balabait, then a kosher balabait. Okay, if you're working here, I mean, you don't have to deliver all the sawdust, but if it's in his house, he might want it, so therefore leave it. That's the limits of the Mishnah. Let's continue. Hachayat shar menachut. So, Tani Reb Chiya melomachat. What is the kedelit for bo? It's the length of a machat. Debei Rabbi Yanai, patrin la kiflaim kemaloha machat. What does that mean, kiflaim kemaloha machat? So I changed it, by the way, Debei Reb Chiya to Rabbi Yanai. So to show you here, Debei Rabbi Yanai, Rav Fulda says, Debei Rabbi Yanai, patrin hada tani Reb Chiya malo machat. It can't literally be the string is the length of the needle. It must be kiflaim kemaloha machat. Double it. De'i malo. De'i male orech machat mitzumtzam. Because if it's just the length of the needle itself, you can't do anything with it. Ein yachol letochvo babeg. You can't even put it through. So the ella it must be chutz lemachat kamalo machat. So malo machat must mean beyond the length of a machat. So it's double. Thank you, fly. The next thing is the Gemara says Tani bar Kafra malo machat is meshichat machat. So malo meshichat machat. So malo mishichat is a pulling of a thread, of a needle. Now what's that? Simple understanding, Mara Fulda says it seems to be, if you like, longer than it. Okay. And once again, Debei Rabbanan Patrini explains that's kiflaim kemishichat amachlak. It's actually double that. So the Gemara says ma'u palig. Now I'm explaining the Mara Fulda here. It's because you saw Rabbi Yanai says it was double length of a needle, and now he says it's double length of a mishichat machat, which is even longer than that. What it seems to be contradictory. So Madatan no, what is Rabbi Yana is doing is just simply explaining the Shitot of Rabbi and Bar Kafra. Meaning, Malo, it just means, it doesn't mean Malachat itself, it means double. Umadatani Bar Kafra, and explaining Shit, the opinion of Bar Kafra, when it says Malo Patrin, they're explaining that to mean Kiflaim Kimishata Machat. It's not that that's the positions of Rabbi Yanai, they're just coming to explain those two different shitot. With that, we'd say Hanan Lach Perek Hagozal Machil, Vasalik Lamasech Pavakama, Hadran Lach Perek Hagozal Machil, Vasalik Lamasech Pavakama, Hadran Lach Perek Hagozal Machil, Vasalik Lamasech Pavakama, the Mazalt. All right.
Adulta.
Mitzvah Hashem, next shiur, we begin. Yes, Baba Mitzvah. No surprises
Shnaim
next.
she'ochzi betalis.
Sorry?
Shnaim she'ochzi betalis.
We'll see. Maybe it's different in Baba. Let me show me. All right, God, thank you.